The same thing. They worship the Baal, the Asherah, in addition to worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Aseres HaShvatim were doing. So he said, we do the same thing. Kemishpat HaGoyim, according to the law of the nations, Asher Yiglos Mishom. Now, the Novi says here the following. The Novi writes this, Yom Yohanur. At HaYom HaZeh Heim Osim HaMishpotim Rishon. What they had started, these laws and rules and regulations, which they established then at that time, they still do it at HaYom HaZeh when Yom Yom is writing the Sefer. Einam Yireim is Hashem. Now here comes, it makes no sense. Just says Yireim. Says Einam Yireim is Hashem, Einam Osim Tchut Rosim Mishpotim, and so forth and so on. And then it says again, that they were Yireim is Hashem. Now, the Malbim gives the pairs, without the Malbim, this is extremely hard to understand. The Malbim says like this, the Novi tells us at this time, the Aseres HaShvotim in those various lands where they were exiled, kept, they didn't do teshuvah. They kept their same religion, which they kept in Shomron, they kept it wherever they went, which means, the Goyim who were settled there, the Kusim, they said, we do exactly like the 10 tribes were doing. Now the Novi says, now they're still doing it. At HaYom HaZeh Hei means Aseres HaShvotim, doing Kemishpotim Rishonim, like their former rules. Einam Yireim es Hashem. Now, since they're Jewish, now this is why it says, then Einam Yireim es Hashem, they're over there with the Zohar, Einam Yireim Hashem. They do not do according to the chukos of mishpotim, ukatoro kamitzvah, asher tziva Hashem es bnei Yaakov, asher som shmo Yisroel. That's why it's mentioned here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to Klal Yisroel. The reason for Yisroel is that you have to keep the Torah. Once you don't keep the Torah, over the Torah, you lose your name Yisroel. You call Goy. That's why a person of Mechal Shabbos Bavayesian, Obed of the Zohar, is considered like Akum, is considered like a God. He loses the name Yisroel, although we say, Hafaki Shechoti Yisroel, is still Jewish. That means the obligation of Jew, of Yiddishkeit he has. I mean, a person who is a for arguments, that becomes a cardinal, is a Goyim, becomes a cardinal, and eventually a pope, he's still a Jew, he's still Mechuyf to bench Mezumah. Make Kiddush Levona. I mean, not talking about Shabbos. Be Mava said that. Bina Gon said to a Shuman, and said, you think that you're going to get punished because you don't keep Shabbos and Kippur? You get punished every time you're not Mava said that. Have you ever Jew, every mitzvah that a Jew has? Every mitzvah that is a, I is already a pope, a cardinal, whatever it is. You're Jewish. Have a piece of chotzi Yisrael. And that the consequence is that the Hebrew gives kedushin to a Jewish woman, she is makudosh. She needs a get from it. But the privileges of a Jew you lose. If you touch wine, you cannot drink the wine anymore. If he cooks the food, I can't eat his food anymore. I mean, this is the privileges. You cannot come to a minion, not Jewish. In other words, once he has given up, like some of the cardinal things that Shabbos means Shabbos because of the fear, because he doesn't believe that there's both aid in the world. Shabbos, but he worships of the Zohar, then he is lost the privilege of a Jew. This is here the same thing. Einam Yireim es Hashem, Einam Osim Tchukos and Mishpotim, according to the Torah, the Mitzvah says, Tziva Hashem is Bnei Yaakov, Shom Shmo Yisrael. It's a big difference. He wants to say, but the Novi wants to say this, if the Goyim keep believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in spite of the fact that they follow their own ways, they get credit for it. They get credit for it, at least they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, it's Lekim HaMirei, and the punishment, the lines don't come anymore, which was assigned in Hashemayim, you get credit for what you're doing. But the same thing is done by Jews, that's the opposite. It's the opposite, it deprives them of the name of Yisroel. Vayichas Hashem itom bris אז לשמור את מי לבריס ולישראל והצב עם לימו להוסירו אלהים אחרים, period. Not only after recognizing, you shall not recognize any other God. אז תשתחבו להם ולעשב דם, ולסיספרו לכם. That's exactly paraphrasing what it says in the series of Adipus. First it says, Anoche Hashem Elokecho, תסירו מיינו מצרים. You have recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you know already HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot have any gods in addition to him. And that's Raliya Lecho Elohim Acherim Alponoi. Alponoi means you believe it. I created them, the angels that I created, they're not independent from me. But Alponoi. But still, you're not supposed to have believe in them and worship them and sacrifice to them and so forth. So that's exactly, it says, Los Shtachulem, Los Seoftem, and so forth. That's all from the Yeseres Adibus. כי אם יש השם אשר אלו עשר מארץ מצרים, תואחו דל מצרון נטויה, עושה עשר, only, כי אם, only הקדוש ברוך הוא, was taking you out מארץ מצרים, תואחו דל מצרון נטויה, עושה תאחו, only him you should fear, ולא תשתחו, ולא תשתחו, ואם you have to bow down, ולא תשתחו, ואם you have to sacrifice. That's one thing. That comes as far as what the Zohar is concerned. Now, if this is to us, it sounds so and of course, I'm obvious, I mean, but it's not that obvious. When a person, of course, the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar has disappeared. Yetzer Hara of the Zohar has disappeared. I mean, in the time of saying Mr. Mikdash, the Chomba Mispalim, and the Yetzer Hara of the Zohar disappeared, together with Nevuah. At the same time, when the Nebuah disappeared, the Abu Dazor also disappeared. A Jew today has no Yetzer Hara to worship idols. That terrible Yetzer Hara which has accompanied our forefathers for a thousand years, that made all these people like Menashe and Achav and so worship idols, was a Yetzer Hara. That Yetzer Hara does not exist anymore. So when it says La Yir Lecho Elohim Acherim Al Ponoi, it's an easy mystery to be observed. Of course not. It's ridiculous. However, here's another mystery. It means you shall not fear anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are fearing a lot of things besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, we're fearing accidents. You're afraid of an accident. Well, the accident is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I believe I'm afraid HaKadosh Baruch Hu may send a punishment, that's legitimate. But if I fear that there is some kind of fate, shiksa, something happened, it happened. What means it? There is no it. I mean, how you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send something which looks like an accident? That's fine. I mean, that's perfectly right. They have to make all preventions. We must follow the year or somebody there and so on. But the fear is not like this. There's a fear of, especially people are superstitious. The Torah says you shouldn't be superstitious. Because that's a fear of somebody else but a good spoke. Superstitious. I mean, well, that's a fear of forces. Besides a good spoke, there's a fear of ghosts. Fear of spirits, fear of that's a form of idol worship, which we don't realize, for which we have not lost the Yetzer Hara. Still there, yeah. No, that's not. Fear of people is you're free of a gun. You're gonna think of your employer because he's a terrible person. But fear of a gun, fear of a murderer. Yeah, that's fine. That's also normal. But you can see it. You can see it again. But you fear something unknown. The unknown. There's something in some force, some black force, which is against you. Who's that? That doesn't exist. That's the fear. The fear of fear. Now, as Achukim, as Amishpotim, that's one. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris. That was one thing was, Anoche Hashem Elokecho Lo Yir Lecho. Now come the rest of the Torah, the Tariq Mitzvah. The Chukim, the Mishpotim, the Torah, the Mitzvah, Shekosav Lechem, שרות יהיו, תשמרון לעשות כל היומים. הקדוש ברוך הוא says, you shall keep it, to do it כל היומים. להסירו אלוהים אחרים, and then you don't have to be afraid of other God. If a person keeps learning the Torah and keeping the Torah, he may lose the fear of other God. Abrisa shekarati itrem lo shishkofu. Then you have to learn Torah because otherwise you'll forget it. The priest which I have commanded, which I have made with you, you shouldn't forget. Lasilo lehim acherim again. Then you would not, they would not fear any other God. Ki im es Hashem elokeichem tiro, hu yatzil esem yad kol oyveichem. So this was the message which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent them. This was the priest which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made for them. By Tzavim Lema, he commanded them. These are words in the mouth of a Novi who spoke to the Aseres Ashvotim. Velo Shomeyu, they didn't hear, Ki Mishpotam Horishon and Osin, they still do according to Mishpotam Horishon. Now how does that come? It's the whole sermon. In telling you the story of the Aseres Ashvotim, it seems to be, it says in the Gemara, that Yemayo brought back some of the Aseres Ashvotim. Yemayo is the one who wrote the Sefer. He talks about his own time. Seems to be that Yemayo has made an attempt to give them Musa. These are the words of the Novi coming to the Aseres Ashvotim, who made an attempt to bring them back. He brought some of them back. This is the explanation according to the Mande Omer. It says that Yovel was still kept in the time of Second Beis Hamikdash. Second Beis Hamikdash there was Yovel. Vahim, for instance, says, Vahim b'shlosh mishonah v'yecheskel. B'shlosh mishonah, what means shlosh mishonah? Means shlosh mishonah of the Yovel. But the Torah on Shabbos, on Shavuos, what means shlosh mishonah of what? So we say the Olam says of the Yovel. It's not of the Yovel. So how was there a Yovel? So after the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, yecheskel. After the destruction of the Semitism was in Bobel. So they say that since Yemayo brought back some of them, so it was called Yoshua Oleo, from every Shevet there were some representatives in Eretz Israel. Yemayo brought them back. Now if this is so, then this whole sermon which is mentioned here is what Yemayo preached to the Aseres Hashvotim, and then he mentions that Ad Hayom Azeim Osim. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a message, he was the messenger, he gave him that message, didn't have any effect except on a few people, and the rest of them continued to do as they did, then this supposed to make enormous sense. Now he says, but as far as the Goyim are concerned, Yireihem es Hashem, they were the Yireihem es Hashem, and Psileihem ho Yehovah, but they still worship their psilim, that means their idols. Psil means Eser, that means their monuments. Gam b'neim of b'neim, also their sons, and the sons of their sons. Kasha also avosim, heim osim ad ayom azeh, they do it until this day. Which is the day when this was written. However, 70 years later, 100 years later, this was not so. They had given up their idol worship. So they came to Ezra and said, we have given up the idol worship. We want to build the Beis Hamikdash together with you. We're also Jews. Although they kept only the Torah Shebikzav, but they had given up their idol worship. Seems to be when the Avodah Zorah was portaled by Israel, the Yetzer Avodah Zorah was portaled in all Eretz Israel. Also, for the Shemronim. So they had given up all the idol worship. They worshipped only one God. They kept certain mitzvahs very strictly. Anything which has in the Shechita, the more the Machlokes Shechita, is a kosher Shechita or not. Because they make the same Shechita as they learned from the Jews. Same Shechita. Just is only, is he Jewish, is he not Jewish? Is this a Geirus which is true? Geir Emes? Or is it still the original Gere Aroyas, and until Rome found out that they actually had an idol, namely a dove in Mount Gerizim, but it came much, much later, hundreds of years later. In the meantime, the Gemara brings constantly Kuzi, and whenever we have the Gemara Kuzi, I mean the Mishnah, Gemurna. In the Mishnah, Kusi, Kusi means that Kusi behaves like a Jew. Except he doesn't keep the Torah Baal Peh, but behaves like a Jew. And many mitzvahs, he keeps him better than the Jews, like the matzahs, chometz, there was so much particular, so he can eat the matzahs, he can be yotzeh mit shmur matzahs. Yotzeh ben minei chavosu for Pesach. Huh? Yeah, yeah. The behavior they'll keep because the Torah Baal Peh. They're very good, very good. Gemara says you can try it out, and the Kusi shechts, he let him eat from his own shrit. He eats from his own shrit, you can eat also from his shrit. Because he doesn't believe in the Yisrael Yisraeva that you cannot mislead anybody, that means if it's Reva, gives him to somebody else to eat. Because that's already Torah Baal Peh. The Torah Mitzav says only, don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, which they keep. It's very easy to keep. I mean, who in his right mind could put in front of a blind person a stone that could fall over and break his neck? So the Torah doesn't mean that. The Torah means you're blind, spiritually blind. You don't know that this is an Avera, you let them do the Avera. They don't believe in that interpretation. So they may well share. When the shechita comes out, not kosher, don't say a word, they wouldn't eat from it. But they would give it to a Jew to eat. Because they don't believe in it. So you have a test. The Gemara says, give him something to eat of his own shechita. If he eats it, he can eat it. But that was only as long as they believed that they are Jews. But eventually they found out there were no Jews altogether. But it took them a long time, yeah. Huh? He learned it from the Jews, and learned it from the Jews. They wanted to do it, and imitated many things from the Jews. There are many things, of course. How do you make the matzah? They learned it from the Jews. And gradually they adopted, it took hundreds of years. They started out believing in Hashem. Then they wrote themselves a Sefer Torah. And then gradually they adopted from the Jews, how do the Jews? It's actually, we have similar things, the Karaites. I remember in Lithuania there was Karoi. They looked like Polish Goy. They were big anti-Semites also. But in Kelm they had Karoi, and they had a few Karoi. The Nazis make no distinction. But they were Karoi. They had a Sefer Torah, for instance. What is Sefer Torah? They took a Jewish Sefer Torah. So when there was a positive Sefer Torah, they used to sell it to the Karoi. Any positive Sefer Torah. But the Bris Mil, they called the Mor. The Mor had to make the Mil. They would make a Brocha, but they made a Mil. They took many things from the Jews. They believed only Torah Mitzav, but they had to take many things from the Jews, their neighbors. They adopted many of the things which the Jews were doing. The same with the Kusi. Eventually, they behaved like Jews, but not entirely. So that was the question until they found out. Much later time of the Alexander, then they found out that they were not really Jews. Now comes Vahi Bishnas Sholosh Vahoshea Ben Elam Melech Yisrael. Now comes the story of one of the finest figures in our whole Jewish history, Chizkiyo HaMelech, who comes out from the worst also, the worst Rosha, also Ochos. Ochos, Rosha, Ochos. And he had a son who was a tremendous tzaddik. Vahi Bishnas in the third year, Hoshea ben Ela. Hoshea ben Ela, we had learned in his ninth year, which is not exactly correct, shall keep shot, but at the end of his life, at the end of his career, he was disposed of and exiled by Melech Asha. But here, and when he was only in the third year, that Molach Chizkiyo ben Ochos Melech Yehuda, Melech Yehuda. In Esther Bechomeshono, Oyeva Molcho, he was a young man, 25 years, he was a king. In Esther Bechomeshono, Shono Molach Bechaloim, he only became 54 years old. He ruled in the Bechaloim 29 years. The same email, Avi Basakhariah. Avi Basakhariah. Vayaz Hayosha Be'ene Hashem. He did what is right in Ein Hashem. Kechol Asha Osa Dovid Ovid. Exactly like his father, forefather Dovid was doing. All exactly like it. In fact, we speak later, he did certain things. Dovid HaMelech had done certain averes for which he has done teshuva. He didn't. Now look here, what the Chacham we have to say. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Loma Nikra Shmo Chizkiyo. Why was he called Chizkiyo? Shechoska Yo. After the Shporah had given him strength. So Va'acha Shechizak is Yisroel, Aviyam Sheba Shemayim. He strengthened Yisroel to observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chizkiyo means the strength of Hashem. Either Hashem gave him strength, or he did strong things in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayas HaYoshem Ein Hashem Gichol Kiruvoy. You see here, V'chubal Ol Mipnei Shomer. Yeshaya says, reference to Chizkiyo, the yoke will be broken because of fatness. We have, the picture is an ox has a yoke and he cannot get rid of the yoke. So then the ox eats a lot, becomes very fat, and the neck swells on, and when the neck swells on more and more, then eventually the yoke on top of the neck cracks up, breaks. That's the muscle. Here's the Jewish people had a yoke of Malchus Asher, Melech Asher. Now Melech Asher put a yoke on everybody, including Malchus Yehuda. But eventually the ox ate so much that the yoke was broken because Komalakmis actually damaged because of the fatness. You see, he did so many mitzvahs in Masan Tovim that he broke the yoke. That means Chubal Ol Mipneshom, Omer of Yitzchak Nafra. Chubal Ol Shel Sancheirev, the yoke of Sancheirev over the neck of Malchus Yehuda was broken Mipnei Shamno Shel Chizkiyo because of the Shamno Shel Chizkiyo. Now here the word Shemen is taking the sense of oil. Shehoyo Dolek Bebotik Nesiyas Bebotim Mitroshes. He burned oil in Bozek Nesiyas Bozek Mitroshes. That means oil is burned at night. Because during the day they have light coming from the windows. Oil means he made people learn Torah at night. That was his recipe. And that broke the yoke of Melech Asher. Ma osa? Noach Cherev HaPezah B'Samedros. He stuck in a sword on the entrance of B'Samedros. Anybody who doesn't learn Torah will be pierced by a sword. This sword, anybody who doesn't learn Torah is pierced by a sword. People got frightened. Botu, eventually, the following results. Botu, miton, aver, sheva. They made and tested it from north to south. Don't be aver, sheva. But Amotso Amoros, they didn't find an Amoros. Didn't exist anymore. He stamped out Amoras by force. He says that it's a crime against the nation. It's treason. Treason. You don't learn. Then they made another test. Mikeves at Antipatris. These are places known at the time of the Chachomim, in the Moros Sanhedrin. Antipatris. Mikeves Antipatris. But Amotso Tinez with Tinokas. They didn't find a boy and a girl. Girls also. Ish ve'isho, man or woman. Shlo'oye be'kin be'alo ilchus tumma v'tara. They didn't know tumma v'tara, which is today not even the Talmid of Rome term. Tumma v'tara. That means everybody has to keep the dinah tumma v'tara. Tumma v'tara is only while they're the hardest. They know all dinah. Men, women, boys and girls. Everybody knew all the dinah pertaining to their lives. Today we don't have the demon tumor without except for Nida. But otherwise, in former times, if you eat tumor, you eat kutchim, you have to know, eat kopeza, eat kaponis, you go with the meekness, have all the demon tumor without. And that has been known by boys and girls alike. In other words, it was a wholesale returning to Torah, especially at night. That's the oil, the midnight oil. So here comes by force. There was no other way. That the land had become totally corrupt under Ochus. It was a Melech Roshim, his own father, and so there was no other way but using force. That's an emergency. Anybody doesn't learn, he's going to get killed. So whether he meant it, nobody got killed, but the fact came out there was no Amoros. And not only his boys and girls and men and women, and everybody learned Dinim, Alokos. Amoros means that nobody can learning, not for practical purposes, just to learn Torah. But when it comes to practical Alokos, every boy and girl has to know it, every child, every man and woman. So this was here. Ayaz, Ayosha, where? Well, all the people now in Israel, they have no control. Well, the whole Malchus Yehuda, Ben Yomim, Kohanim Leviim, and then the ones that Yom Yom brought back. Yeah. Now it says here in Gemara Pesachim, Ayas Ayoshim Eina Hashem, Shon Rabbe Sein, Shisha Dvorim Osa Tizkiyo Amira, he did six things did Tizkiyo Amira do, Ashlosha Hodala, Ashlosha Hodala. All six things he meant to Shem Shammai. Three the Chacham agreed and three that disagreed. Ashlosh Ha'odolah, Gona saved the Refuas. He was hiding the book of Refuas. There was a Sefer in Shlomo HaMelech, a book of healing, that every root or every flower was some kind of medicine for certain things. In other words, there are thousands of species of vegetation. Each one has a healing power on a certain thing. For instance, they discovered digitalis. You know, digitalis is a flower. That's for the heart. Everybody knows that. Perhaps people have heart failure. That was it's a flower. Digitalis looks like a glove. Looks like digitalis. You know, the very beautiful flower. It was discovered that this has a power healing power. So they had a sefer. So the people did, when they were sick, did not turn to Rabban Shalom anymore, not to Nutfila. They looked up in the book and then they healed themselves. So he closed the book, and then what he did is he hid it. He was hiding the sefer. Says if the sefer makes the people don't use sickness anymore as a motivation for tshuva, so he closed the book. I was hiding the book. Behold alone, they told me you did right. Secondly, kitas nechasa nechoshes, behold alone. He broke up, he destroyed the copper snake which Moshe Rabbeinu had made, which we'll learn you from next time. And kira atzomas ovim al mitash of Chavurim, behold alone. His father died. So he wanted that his father should have teshuva, a kapor. Father was the biggest rosh in the world. So what did he do? He didn't give him a funeral like fitting for a king. But what he did was like this. He made from ropes, he made some kind of a bed, put his father on that rope, the body of his father, and he pulled that wagon with the ropes, a rope through the city, to a burial place and buried him there, instead of giving him a funeral. Which means he was shaming his father's bones after death, in order that his father should have a kapor. Because if the father is buried with all the honors of a king, then he will never have kapor. Because he got away with all his aver. But if a son understands, son who honors his father, that the honor of his father is to give him a such a funeral, a chamitis chavolim. This itself is a tzfus for the neshama. So that was his form of kibud av em, which is very strange. Now, yes, the Shem is delayed now. We'll go. There are three things which he did also the Shem Shemayim, but they were wrong. And still, Eyas Hayoshem Eina Hashem. In Eina Hashem was the Yosha. It's not modest to that. Thank you. called Tzmeirach Yehuda. He came up to the post of Gimel. Ayat Hayosha Me'ene Hashem. He did what was right in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shechaul HaShaosin Dovid Ovid. Exactly like his forefather Dovid was doing. Now we have started to learn the Gemara Pesachim, quote from the Gemara Pesachim, where it says that the Shisha Dvorim also Hizkiyo HaMelech, that Hizkiyo HaMelech made six different things, or three things at which the Chachomim Modelo, they thanked him for it, they agreed that this is the right thing to do, and three they didn't. One is, I learned that already, that there was a Sefer Rafuas, a book of medicine, which he donated. Which means that he took all the copies which were available and was hiding them, so the people shouldn't have the Sefer. Because the whole purpose of the sickness is in order to bring people to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of the sickness. Although there is a Rafuah for each sickness. The book has created millions of roots and vegetables and plants, millions of species of plant life, and each one has a purpose of healing. And so probably animals, well, insects and so forth, they all have purposes. But once you know it, then a sickness is not anymore an incentive to do the sugar. And so it happens that he himself became sick. And didn't he have the savor of food? He couldn't look it up. He himself became sick. And he was almost dying until the Shinyo came with a message that was over there. And answered his tefillah, and a number of years were added to his life. He's still with him. He's a very young man when he died. He was 25 years when he became a king, and he was only 29 years Melech and was alive, which was very little, not even 50. So then he says, he furthermore, he keeps nechaz and nechoshes, which is something which we are going to learn just a few minutes. And thirdly, gira atoma sol al mito shel chavorim v'ozla. He made a very strange levaya for his father, Ochas. Instead of giving him a royal funeral, he gave him a funeral which nobody ever did. He wouldn't do it to an animal. He made a stretcher of ropes, put the body of his father on that stretcher, and they pulled the stretcher over the stone to the Shemaim, to the Shalom. Nobody carried it. This was the king of Israel. Also, he wanted to give a kapora, that his father should have a kapora. His father was a great sinner, and he wanted his father to have a kapora. The Bizoin, which he, in this case, he meant it as an act of kibbut as. The father would not have kapora. The reason is why the father would, even if he did the shuva, which let's presume he did before his death, he did the shuva, but it doesn't help. Because the evil which he has done by his example will last longer than his life. So he had to set an example to make everybody feel that this also was no king at all. As an unworthy individual, not a king, and one shouldn't learn from his behavior. One shouldn't think that anything that he did was right. So he had to make that, and the Chachomim always was very drastic, but the Chachomim promoted that he did the right thing. However, at Shloshe Lahodolo, that they did, one is Shosa Megichon Lahodolo, he closed the waters of the Gichon. The Gihon is that's the freshwater place near Yerushalayim. That's actually how Yerushalayim in ancient days, long before Yerushalayim, you know, them changed. Why do people go to Yerushalayim? Why did it become such a place? There's no water. There was no body of water. It's in the desert. On a mountain, and they're surrounded by desert. Why would any big city develop on the water? Where the place? So there was the Gihon. Gihon was a spring of water and a lot of water, fresh water. And for fresh water there, they settled. And when they settled, they eventually built a city. So now we have, when Avraham Avinu comes, he comes to Market Tedek Melech Sholem. That's the town of Sholem. So that was already a city that at the time. Then we find them before the Shlaima in Jewish hands. The Shlaima was a city was in Goyish hands, and at the time of the end of Shelfim, we learned they just were evil. They were afraid. They said that another Jewish city afraid at night to go in to go in Jerusalem because they said there's a Goyish city and they're not protected when they go there. So why were there the whole city, the Gihon? The Gihon is that enormous amount of water comes out from the rock, the terrific water. This is why Islam is doing. He closed that because when he closed it, then you have to get water from pools. Shlomo HaMelech made Rechaz Shlomo. He made reservoirs. But you can't get it from there. That means to discourage the Asher wanted to make a siege over the land. Now you can siege, it means you siege the city and don't let anybody in and out. And they have no water, so they will starve. The Torah describes the hunger and the famine at the time of the siege of the Shalai, which is going to take place in a little further at the time of Sikiyo. But that's only if the army which is outside has water. But if the army outside has no water, they cannot make a siege. They have no water. They also have nothing to do. The way to transport water, they have to transport over the mountain. Very difficult. So in order to discourage the enemy to come, he closed the May Gihon. He closed it up. So this is Chacham Ben Matmos. He said he should have had Bitoma, Natsun Natsana. And finally, Kitzes Dalsus Echo, the Sheikh of the Melech Asher, something which comes a little later, in order to bribe the Melech Asher that he should go away, he had to give him an enormous amount of gold. So he cut down the gates of the Echo, which was solid gold, a tremendous amount of tremendous values from a Melech, put so much gold into it. He cut them out, replaced them with regular doors, and he gave it to the Melech Asher in order to bribe him to go away. And the Chacham were not Mahodalam. And finally, Iba Nisan Benisan Mahodalam. He did something else. The final word, he was not only the Melech, he was the big Talmud Chacham also. They kept Shnasa Iba, that means if it's necessary to make an extra Ador, add on extra doors to Sanhedrin has the right to do so. They have the right to do so, but during the whole month of Ador, suppose you find that the spring is late in coming, there's nothing has grown yet, it's an unusually dry period, a cold period, nothing has grown, you have no Oma on Pesach, it's not Kodesh over, the roads are impassable, the people will not come for the regal, so you postpone it. It's not like today where we have a cycle 7 times in 19 years when you have an Hebrew, it's not Hebrew. They had decided on the spur of the moment to postpone Pesach. But you can do that the whole Adar, but you cannot do it on the 30th day of Adar, because that's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Iba Nisan, the Nisan means he made an Iba year on the 30th day. He said still Adar. In Adar he adds another month. Can't do it. A day before he could have done it, but on that day he couldn't do it. Chacham were not Moda, and he later on he required a Kapora. Hashem Atov Yichape Ba'at. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mechaper for that wrong that he postponed the Nisan. He made an Ibayit that one day too late. All these things, Yitzhak Hashem, will still come and we talk about them. But I just want to give the summary of when it says, Vayas HaYosef Ein Hashem, he did what was right in the Yitzhak HaKadosh Baruch Hu because his intentions were right. Even if he did a few things where the Chacham were not masking, that this is the proper way to do. Who hates is a bonus. First of all, he did what the kings before didn't do it. He removed the bonus. He removed the bonus, means the high places where people were bringing korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a high course outside of Beis HaMikdash. Heisi es habomos. Veshiba es hamatzevos. Then the people still had matzevos. That's not matzeva to us in Mabinon, means in the cemetery. That's not forbidden. But the Torah says, Vosokim lecho matzevo, asher sonei Hashem elokeinu. Don't erect for yourself matzevos is a pillar of stone, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. They used to have a matzeva, that means a pillar, which was put up like a mizbeach, but it was not made of various stones, but one big slab was put up, and they poured oil over it, and they burned a spalad in this place. It was like instead of a shul, the holy place, the Mokum Kodesh, was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. As a son of Shemlakim. So the Gemara asks the questions, how about Yaakov Avinu made a matzeva? Moshe Rabbeinu made matzeva by the 12 matzevas. So it says, Hava Bishahu wa Eitzel Ovas, Nu wa Eitzel Bonim. At the time the Ovas had the Spora liked it, but after Matan Torah, it became hated. And that means the Goyim, that's the Goyim, but not the Jews. So the people had the Frum people. They had doing two averas. One was the Isak Koras, that means they bring Kabonos outside Beis HaMikdash, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other is Isak Lach, the Sukh Lachom Matseva, which is Isak Lach, that we have a Matseva. Person has a Matseva. Now, and a living Matseva. So, and this is Sonia Shemarakir. And none of the former kings could do that. Because people would consider that we're afraid to do it, because since they mean it well, and if they say, if they consider that sacrilege, because you take a mizbeach, which is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you destroy it. A mizbeach, that's like, it's a horrible thing to do. Huh? Somebody once asked me, what would you do if there would be a reformed temple in Europe? You could do what you wanted. I said, I would call the bulldozer. I mean, it's a religious building and you would tear it down. Same thing. It's a religious building. After I was a Jewish synagogue, and they wouldn't understand it. I said, I was the bulldozers would tear it down. It takes a few minutes. How can you say such a thing? It's the same thing. These are matzevos. These are none of the kings, it says, Rak Abomos Lo Sovu. You talk about the Tzadikim, the kings, Rak Abomos Lo Sovu. He had the courage to do it. That was why Yosef could send it over there. Rak Abomos Lo Sovu. The Bomos were removed. She was a Matzeva. The Korach is so Aseiron. And he cut down the Aseiron. And what is four Aseiron? Well, four Aseiron means one Aseiron. It was one Aseiron. One Asher, nobody touched. One Asher. Well, most probably there was no idol worship under it, so they said that since there's no idol worship, you don't have to cut it down, but the Torah forbade it anyhow. So we caused Asher. Now he did something else. V'kita'at nachas ha'nachoshet she'osamos. Then he hacked to pieces, cut up in different pieces. The nachas ha'nachoshet means the copper snake, which Moshe Rabbeinu had made. Now this is something which requires a lot of courage. Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned in the Torah. Moshe, maybe it still worked. Somebody was bitten, and he looked up to it, and his father got his bowl, was here. So and Moshe Rabbeinu was told, make a nechash and a chazer, so Alameis put it on a big pole, and anybody is bitten by a snake, and you know, Kola Nosher means not only bitten by a snake, Kola Nosher means bitten by a dog. But then we look up to it, and Micham Liber Shemaim. So he destroyed that. He cut it up in pieces. Why? He asked, Hayom Emoheimo, Hoye Bnei Yisrael Mekatrin Lao. to Bnei Yisrael. They were some Bnei Yisrael that you'd offer sacrifices to it. They worshipped it. The Nechash and the Choshes became a god, an idol. Oh,